You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
One of our favorite energy experts, independent analyst Tsepo Radima, has come all the way to studio to discuss with us his thoughts on the hyperscaler market and how this presents potentially one of the greatest opportunities, almost a 100 billion rand opportunity for Eskom and the South African economy, at least. Tsepo, lovely having you in studio. Regadima, thank you so much for taking the time to come and visit us. It's not often we get to see you. Very interesting viewpoint. So interesting, in fact, that you wrote to the presidency around this. Tell me more. What's going on here?
Thanks, Remoyaha. It's good to see you in the studio today. Yes, I wrote to the president on the 29th and did a follow-up letter to him yesterday, because I'm saying, yes, there's a lot of talk and largely centered around great expansion, who's going to own the wires. And we are walking right past the most lucrative opportunity that is time limited. And that is in the area of taking the assets that we have, which is Eskom. Mm-hmm. For the first time in 15 years, Eskom has got electricity that it cannot sell.
Mm-hmm.
But that is actually not an asset. It's a liability when you've got electricity that you can't sell, and more so, you have to sell it profitably. So I'm saying there's an opportunity, taking into account what is happening globally today. You know, we talk about AI. You know, a few years ago, there was talk about 4IR. Even a certain minister went and created a jacket with a 4IR on it. And then the moment that she left office, we forgot about it. But I'm saying this is the time we should take advantage of this, because South Africa is in a unique position. There's not a single country in the continent of Africa that has what we have now. That is excess power, that is the infrastructure that we have. So what I call effectively PCC, which is power, compute, connectivity. So I'm proposing, which is what I've said to the president, that we need to look at a Eskom Forge Connect. And Forge meaning that, because Eskom has been in existence for so many years, more than 100 years. Forge, it means to create something that is strong and lasting,
mm-hmm.
but with thoughtful intent. And that thoughtful intent is that a data center, an AI data center specifically, without electricity, it can't work.
Mm-hmm.
You need electricity. Now, when you're sitting with electricity that is a result of customer migration or the exodus of your paying customers, and some of them complaining, of course, about the high prices. So the smelters, we know, the long steel mill, ArcelorMittal, has shut down their long steel business, and then the ferrochrome smelters have put some of their smelters in idle. And even if they do open them, but they're not going to open them at full scale. So you need to have that electricity directed to a new market that I'm saying there is no risk of default, that customer will not be able to pay. But at the same time, it also unlocks a great deal of investment. Now, if you look at Eskom on its own, you look at Centec on its own, you look at Broadband Infraco on its own, I'm proposing that bring these three together into one unit that is a state-owned, because when you bring them together, then you have got the economies of scale, you've got strength, you can be able to leverage off this infrastructure, but also be able to attract investment,
mm-hmm.
that is foreign currency revenue generation. And that is of all the hyperscalers. If you talk about all the the major AI data center businesses globally, South Africa is a place that you need to look at. Why? Because there is somewhere between 650 or 720 billion US dollars budgeted this year alone to build AI data centers. China just yesterday came out with an announcement that over the next 5 years, they're going to spend $295 billion to build AI data centers. So that investment, we should be able to catch it into this country. And if you build, which is what I'm proposing, that if we are to merge all these three businesses, between now and 2030, we can build somewhere in between about 3,000 to 3,500 megawatts of data center capacity. And then increase that by the year 2035, you can have anywhere between 7,000 to even 10,000 megawatts of data center capacity. The investment, just that will then be private sector led by all these hyperscalers. You are looking at anywhere an opportunity of 635 to just over a trillion rand of investment in the next 5 years. And Eskom itself, or Eskom Forge Connect, the combined entity, has got the greatest opportunity to be able to produce the revenues and also at high margin. For me, it makes sense that this is the route that we're supposed to be taking as a nation, because the longer we delay, all those hyperscalers are going to find alternative places to invest in when actually they should be investing in our country.
And let's remember, folks, that at some point Eskom would brag to the world that we generate the cheapest electricity anywhere in the world. And if we look at how much coal we still have under the surface of the South African lands, or under the country rather, that points to the fact that we can clearly sustain this. Regadima, before I let you go and before we run out of time, I want to get your thoughts on the commercials behind this. You touched on the fact that this could be lucrative financially for Eskom, for the economy, and that there'd be investment from the foreign direct investment side of things. How lucrative are we talking if we are to compare it with how much needs to actually be invested? What does Eskom actually need to do to unlock this?
Well, you have to bring all these three together so that you can be able to have competitiveness. You need to be able to have a unique advantage that you offer to the hyperscalers. But on their own, they don't work. So the most important thing I'm saying, let's generate a debate. Let National Treasury, let Eskom, let the Ministry of Communications, let the Ministry of Electricity, all of them come together, and we start, because this is so important for this country, for the economic fortunes of this country, that we must have a debate as to what is the process. And if what I'm proposing, you know, doesn't have merit, we kick it out. But I believe that it does have merit. So what I'm, if there was a plea to make, is to say, President, I think sponsor and initiate a forum through which this proposal can be tested, can be looked on its own merit. And when I present the economic model of this Eskom Forge Connect, which is PCC, Power Compute Connectivity, I believe that it will be a no-brainer, because then you'll have a Eskom that will have additional revenues between now. By the year 2035, I believe the additional revenue will be well in excess of 220 billion rand.
And that 220 billion rand, folks, could quite easily prevent South Africans from having to incur increased NERSA tariff hikes and potentially have Eskom not have to apply for those hikes anymore. We'll see if this proposal takes off and if the presidency and the government respond to this. Regadima, lovely having you in studio. Thank you for coming to studio. A very interesting proposal at the very least, and if anything else, this is definitely something that is needed if we're looking at the market that we find ourselves in, where there is a need for increased revenue and economic growth. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Independent energy analyst Tshepo Regadima.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.